Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.17 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
It's Wednesday.
Hello, guys.
And you know what that means.
Yes, time for The Talk in AEW. AEW later.
Excuse me. Sorry.
That was good.
That was ladylike. AEW later.
Sorry.
Talk now.
Yes. Little programming note.
Little programming note.
December 23rd, 6 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
I guess the official name of it now is A Very Matthias Christmas.
Oh, dear God.
Will air on WTBR-FM
yes.
live. So mark your calendars, December 23rd, 6 to 8 p.m. live right here on WTBR-FM.
Yes,
that's right, folks. That's right, folks. They gave him another holiday.
Well, they always gave us another holiday. This time it's called A Very Matthias Christmas.
Part 4 or whatever it is.
Whichever one it is. Because we lost count. I believe it's 4.
We lost count. And, of course, Josh is here with us again today.
Hello.
The only time he's quiet is when the radio is when he's on the air.
You're welcome.
So, I guess we're going to start a series about metaphysics.
I figured since you broached the subject last week with, everybody's collection and everything, and how you went ahead and said you started collecting crystals, I figured, let's go ahead and let's dive in.
And that's like, what, a $5 billion industry?
Is
that better than collecting pimples?
Right now, as of 2020, it was a $1.9 billion. Now it's in the two mark category.
I have the answer.
Really?
The global quartz crystal market was valued at $8.23 billion in 2018.
There we go.
Half it was bought by you.
And right under the bus he goes.
I've got a bus feeling on top of your pop.
With a projection to
screw the bus, that was a train.
With a projection to reach $13.61 billion by 2026.
Oof. And the other part bought by Tabby.
Ironically, quartz is my favorite crystal. It's for its healing properties and its abilities to keep away negative energies.
Yes, it is. Which is actually pretty cool. I actually found the history of it and everything, and dives into where some of the names of the crystals actually came from, which is kind of cool. And you're not allowed to have soda no more, apparently. Are you good? You good?
Maui.
Oh, God.
It was also breakfast. Sorry about that.
Are you okay over there?
I think she's good.
I got gas.
Do you want me to start?
It's just gas.
I'm going to start anyways.
Yeah, start anyways because I'm having...
He's having technical difficulties over there, so why not?
Technical issues over here.
Plato's account of Atlas, crystal healing is mentioned for the first time, so actually... There you go. It was mentioned in play. According to Plato, the Atlanteans used crystals to read minds and transmit thoughts. The Sumerians supposedly used crystals in their magic formulas about 6,000 years ago. So, there you go. Ancient Egyptians mined for crystals and used them in their jewelry making. Crystals and gemstones were also used in their practice for metaphysical properties. So ancient Egyptians, if you want to go there, it was ancient Egyptians and Greeks that started using them for medical properties. Let's see. Specifically, they'd use crystals as aid for healing and protection. Often, they would often bury a La Paz scarab with their deceased. Believed that it would protect them against disease and poisonings in the afterlife. Because, you know, according to the Egyptians, you're still alive. You're going to be alive in the next life, so you had to go ahead and have your protections. Let me see. In ancient Egypt, amulets were also used for the well-being of the individual. The amulet shape, decoration, inscription, and inscription color and material, and ritual performed with the amulet dedicated what power it was used for. So they would also go ahead and place them with, like I said, with their mummies, and they would go ahead and they would use them for their headdress for protection for their pharaohs. Mm-hmm. That's why their pharaoh's headdress is mostly gold in La Paz. For protection against diseases, against poisonings and negative energy and everything.
Well, then I would believe lapis would also be predominantly able to be found where, you know, pharaohs rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's found mostly in the mines near where their pyramid, where the pyramids were made. It came from the same mine as the blocks for the pyramid.
Yeah.
So they would just go ahead and mine that out and use it. Also, on top of that, they liked the color of it, the color blue. It looked like something that royalty would wear. Very beautiful stone. So they went ahead and said, that's a royal stone. We're using it for protection.
So let's go back in time, because essential oils have been around since the days of the Bible.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The Christmas story that the three wise men, they brought frankincense and myrrh.
Yes. Frankincense, gold, and myrrh, yes.
It's been around longer before that. If you remember the days of Moses, the Jews would anoint their children in oils.
Right.
Exactly.
So crystals.
Yes.
Were somewhere kind of in that neighborhood as well.
Exactly.
And to bring something up with the essential oils, I have been looking and studying, and now they actually have studies how essential oils are being used therapeutically for cancer patients, for patients with Alzheimer's, for ADHD, and for a lot of other things.
There's actually a study going around in, I have it in here. There's actually a study for the British Veterinarian Association, they started using crystal healing and metaphysical healing for animals. So they started looking into that in their center. They said that the study hasn't been around long enough to get any data on it, but they're starting studies, and they're seeing that the animals are starting to kind of sort of react to it. It's starting to calm them down.
Yeah, they
a
have.
Bit.
Yeah, I mean, there's oils that you can use on kitties. There's some oils that you can actually use on cats.
I mean, yeah, mostly lavender, chamomile, stuff like that.
I know it's not on rocks or oils. I do study, the metaphysical benefits of rocks and essential oils. But another metaphysical is sound. Different pitches and different sound waves also affect your mood and healing.
Hence the Tibetan singing bowls.
Yes. Yep.
Which we found out, I'm not going to name, we can't name the place, but there's a store locally that has, I guess, a little tiny...
Yes.
Singing
the
bowls.
A little tiny ones, yes. It's kind of cute, and it's really awesome. They have
you got
it's any, awesome locally.
You got anything to add to... Because you've been around this for almost 2 years now.
For what particular? Sorry,
the crystals and the actual topic we're on today.
I'm kind of lost.
Well, you got kind of lost. Well, ask questions and we will answer them for you.
And crystals and oils, mother.
Oh, I know that already. I mean, I've already.
You're a big thing with the oils because she has pain meds that she uses that is made from essential oils.
Yeah, and I use a lot of it on, like, I somehow managed to tear a slight hole into my arm, and every now and then when I lean on it, it kind of puts my hand to a numbing feeling, so I had to rub some of that on my arm, and my knees... because both of them are bone-on-bone osteoarthritis. And as everyone knows, there is just so much Motrin you can actually take before your kidneys can turn around and say, forget it. I rub it on my knees.
When you put these pain meds
on my knees.
When you put these pain meds on your knees because they're made with essential oils.
Exactly.
It
goes into the pores rather than go into your stomach to mess your stomachs up.
Well. Yeah, essential oils, they work at the cellular level.
Exactly.
Than having to go through your bloodstream. But do you notice a difference when you use the pain meds as compared to...
Yeah, I'm not tired.
Western medicine?
To compare to Western medicine, I'm not tired and I can use it more frequently. And the pain is less than it would be even though... I am still taking the pills. I mean, I find that I can actually go ahead and also put some lavender into the bathtub and soak and relax or use it on my soaps or whatever. And that also goes into the leg too and soothes the body too. I mean, it's either way, either the meds, the pain cream, or by using the softness of the soap and it goes into the body and that helps too.
So you know she's talking about using medications and essential oils that are thousands and thousands of years old without the side effects of it seems like every time you turn on the TV, there's a new pill for something new that they've come out with.
Something I've said for years.
And there's always
big
something.
Big pharma.
Yeah. They've got this new one out for diabetics. And Josh can tell you, Tabby was taking it. And
oh,
he
Ozempic.
Asked, yeah, he asked Tabby not to take it because the side effects are horrible.
Concerning the fact one of the side effects can be death, yeah. And a lot of your big pharma medications state that. One of the side effects, you know, heart attack, stroke, you know, liver disease. And when you look into natural remedies, that doesn't have all that. That's with herbalism, that's with rocks, that's with sound. And there's no downside to that. But when you look at big pharma, you constantly have, well, this can cause this problem, this can cause this problem, brain damage, liver disease. And it's ridiculous.
Well, let's break this apart with sound therapy and healing crystal therapy. It's all about belief.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because some people collect the rocks just because they're pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Some people get therapeutic benefits from them. Some people get therapeutic benefits from tarot readings. But it's all about belief. But there's actually studies, and I have a whole book of studies that are done that are comparing Western medicine to essential oils.
Exactly.
As far as the tarot readings go, might as well say it. Unfortunately, there was a part of my life that went down a really bad path. And the person that I knew and I thought I could trust was really one of the worst low forms of scum. True to popular demand, I was kind of skeptic at first with the tarots when she told me. And she kept turning on telling me, look, she says, every time I do this, she says, I've done it 3 times. She says, and I'm going to tell you right now. She says, either you change the path in your life or this is what's going to happen. And I kept saying that I was going to die.
It kept repeating.
It kept repeating
every time that she would do.
Yeah, sure. She said
the cards. It would repeat the same thing. It kept on, and the thing is, you shuffle these cards to make sure that you don't get a repeat reading.
And before, I know there's more to this, but remember, I brought this up a while ago, the tarot cards, when they were created in Italy in like the 1400s, was it just a card game?
Yes.
It was kind of like spades. You have your trump cards, you have your major suit cards. Somewhere along the line.
Yeah, so it was the beginning of spades.
So somewhere
where spades came from.
Yeah, somewhere along the line, somebody picked up these cards and said, you know, we can predict the future or we can tell you what your life is going to be from these cards.
Yeah,
dude. But I'm kind of more curious of who picked up the first crystal and said, we can heal with this? We'll finish your story first.
Well, the whole thing was just, she actually, the point was that she kept on saying there was something terrible she couldn't tell me. That's basically how she came into it. There was something terrible she couldn't tell me, but it wasn't going to end very well, and your family was going to have to suffer for the whole thing. And finally, she turned around and after the incident that occurred that came out to the secret that she kept seeing also into it was finally broken. Finally, was she able to reveal that the person actually intended on killing me?
Yeah.
So once that other half,
well, that person's out of our lives anyway. So
yeah, that person's out of my life. So I can actually say my life is great. So so to let you know, yeah.
Yeah. That
it does work.
Yeah, that cemented our belief in terror.
So do you believe that crystal healing and Reiki, which I'm trying to get into, which is kind of weird because it's massage without touching.
Oh,
Reiki is like an aura.
Aura massage.
Aura thing that you use with the aura crystals. Massaging. But is tarot readings and healing crystals more... Is the belief of the person using them or being used on them, or is it something that we can study and see if there's really true effects, like we're starting to see with essential oils, that we're doing a whole bunch of blind studies that how essential oils are working differently as compared to Western medicine?
I personally believe it's both. I mean, this person that did the readings knew nothing.
Well, about yeah. What was going well, you're on. Right. It's all umbrella because I started with essential oils, and then I started seeing some of these studies that they're doing, and they were mixing essential oils with crystals.
Yes, and so actually,
and that segues into your Tara,
yeah,
because some people use crystals as they're doing the Tara readings.
Yeah, they use it for channeling.
It's all segues into everything of the earth and all intents and purposes. Everything of the earth has its own metaphysical property, where the natives, when they get rid of negative spirits from their dwellings, they put pink quartz over top of every doorway or window that they have, so that way there it keeps the negative properties out.
Exactly.
You have your plants that you grow inside your house, and you'll notice that breathing is a lot easier. It's a lot better. That's because without plants, you know, we would cease to exist, and vice versa.
Let's go back a minute.
Exactly.
Because you just said something about how the natives put something over their doors.
Yeah, they would put a rose quartz.
So back in the biblical thing, what happens at Passover? That they put the blood of the lamb
over the doorway.
Over their door.
Exactly.
And when God smited the earth, anybody that had that blood of the lamb over their door, they would not be part of that. It would pass over them. So that's it kind of works. And then the Native Americans do it, you know, they do their own kind of Passover thing.
Exactly.
Once the negative spirit was banished, you put the rose quartz, and the rose quartz would keep it away. Yep.
Yeah, just like the burning of sage. It's another Native American thing
that was the first
in the Bible, is you burn sage too.
That was the first thing that the natives would do to banish the negative spirit, is they would burn the sage and chant the banishment, and the negative spirit would go. They don't like sage.
as foreseen many of times in our house, because we're so close to the cemetery.
Yeah, we get every 2 weeks.
Yeah, we have to, because Theo sees quite many different things. I know he does, and he kind of reacts. He'll tilt his head, give you that kind of look like, y'all going to do something, because I'm seeing something that I really don't want to see. And he'll stand there, look in the doorway, like, look back at me, look again, like, I know you don't see what I see, Ma, but tell Dad he needs a sage. Yeah.
Or we'll actually hear one of our screen door. You'll go ahead, you'll hear the click of somebody opening up the door, and then pull back, and then all of a sudden you hear the door bang.
When somebody has
either walked in or walked out.
Yeah, which is...
We look, nobody's there, but we hear the sound.
But when the sage is done, you'll catch the blinds moved, and then all of a sudden you'll hear a dreaded bang on the door.
Like, okay, I've had enough, bye.
And I'm out of here.
and you watch all that paranormal stuff.
I watch and it religiously,
If you remember during our Halloween series that we did all this... You had mentioned several times about them saging houses And,
yeah.
And
also,
going in there like they did back in the days of the plague with the doctori mask and the essential oils.
Yes.
Do they ever do anything with crystals?
Of course.
Yeah. They
the guys. They have three
quartz.
Things that they do. It's mainly Jay who is Jay and Billy.
They're the demonologists. Of them.
They are more so with the practices, because they manage both to study the spells and everything to do it more so. Jay will go ahead and open up a spiritual thing, and he'll ask for his native spiritual guide to help him whenever he goes through things.
Yeah.
And he must take his spirit guide with him to assist with him and watch over him, or he won't go.
Yeah, one of them got into shamanism.
Yes. That's Jay. Billy does his, but Billy does a lot of the traditional stuff. Excuse me. And Billy will work with pendulants and certain
pendulums.
And we have a couple of those.
They'll do certain things. And one thing that they managed to do one time that they did in the mansion, since Zach owns the mansion, during COVID.
Oh, the museum.
Yeah, during the museum, mm-hmm. during COVID, they played with a Ouija board.
Yeah.
Inside the museum.
Yeah, that's a no bueno.
Is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely obsessively.
I think it's safer because we did this at the house. We actually played with the pendulums.
Yeah, we did.
We have a couple of pendulums. We asked it a couple of questions, and it did. I think it's a little safer. I mean, it still opens the door, but it doesn't open the doors that the Ouija boards would open.
Ouija boards will open up the bad doors.
I wonder if Parker Brothers, when they made this game, ever figured this thing out, because it's just a game from Parker Brothers.
Well, the thing is that when you go back to the roots of the Ouija board, one, if you don't know what you're doing with a spirit board in general, you shouldn't be putzing with it, because the channels are very wide.
And Jay will tell you that, too.
But if you know what you're doing with the spirit board will work for you. And that's any spirit board. That includes the Ouija board. But dated back to its original roots, it was used for its intended purposes. It was used to connect with the spirit world. Well, now when Parker Brothers created this, they didn't expect kids who didn't know what they were doing, you know, and didn't expect haunted houses.
But they still market it for kids.
Of course they do.
It's like going out and buying a Monopoly game, or going out and buying, you know, Clue or something else.
There's a joke to that, you know. You got to be 18 for alcohol. You got to be 21 for alcohol. You got to be 18 for cigarettes. Apparently, you only have to be 8 to summon a demon.
Well, the other thing is if you don't believe it, you know, and you think it's just a game, what do? You profit off of it.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly
what they did.
And the horrible thing is like what Billy and Jay said, you know, there's also kids going ahead and experimenting into going ahead and doing their own things where they write down spirit, all kinds of things with spirit words and everything, and coming up with their own stuff.
Right, we have to continue this next week. We're out of time.
Already? So
we're out of time.
Time flies by.
We're
going to have fun.
We'll continue this discussion next week.
Yes. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Dang. But you know.